All right. So when I talk about making products users love, what I mean specifically is like, how do we make things that has a passionate user base that our users are unconditionally wanting it to be successful, both on the products that we build, but also the companies behind them? We're going to go over tons of information. Try not to take too many notes, mostly just try to listen. I'll post a link to the slides on my Twitter account. And on that link, there'll be a way for you to annotate the slides, and you can ask me questions. And so if we don't get to them, I'll answer them after the talk. So you guys have been listening to and hearing a lot about growth over the last several weeks. And to me, I feel like growth is usually fairly simple. It's the interaction between two sort of concepts or variables, conversion rate and churn, right? And the gap between those two things pretty much indicate how fast you're going to grow. And most people, especially business-type people, tend to look at this interaction in terms of a very calculated and a mathematical sort of way. And today, I sort of want to talk about these things at a more human scale. Right? Because at a startup, when you're interacting with your users, you have a fairly intimate interaction that you have in the early stages. And so I think there's a different way of looking at this stuff in terms of how we build our products. And we'll look at a lot of different examples of that and how it's executed well. My philosophy behind a lot of things that I teach startups is the best way to get to sort of $1 billion is to focus on the values that help you get that first dollar, to acquire that first user.